Zakta Helga Mishnah Vaiter Masecht is Kalim Perig Yud Beis Mishnah Ches. Getting back to the halacha, the Kli Matchus, metal Kalim, can become Tame, even if they don't have a Teich, unlike wooden Kalim. Wooden Kalim have to have a Teich, although we learned before that a table which serves a person can also become Tame. One thing about Seder Taharis, there's no one rule that you can say, oh, I know this rule, I know exactly what the halacha is. You have to learn the halacha is again and again to understand exactly how Chazal interpret things. Akalpanim, generally speaking, metal kelim don't have to have a teich, even pshute kli matchus become tame. You don't have to have a container, you don't have to be able to put things inside. Wood has to have a container. So Zakta Mishnah ha'oiler, some type of scissors. Zakta Batanura, Seifrim use it. They have a quill pen. Quill is made out of a feather, let's say. And you have to trim it. So the scissors called an oiler, v'ha kulmais. Kulmais is a metal pen. Zokta batanura, it's made out of nechoshes, ubarz, leishel kesev, copper, iron, or silver. V'ham tutelas. So if you're ever standing around a construction site, stand from a safe distance, but they have something called a plumb line. Today it's more computerized, by the way, they used to do it was. They would have a heavy piece of metal, tie it to a string. Whoever's building drops it down from on top, and that's how you see whether or not the wall is straight. And that piece of metal is called a mitultelus. Because when you start building a wall and it starts going crooked, it's very hard to straighten it out afterwards. You want to make sure that it's constantly straight. Vaitra says the Mishnah. Vamishkolis, the metal weights that are used on a scale like we explained in the previous Mishnais. Either the weight is a litra or a half a litra, that's on one side, and you put whatever you're weighing on the other side, and when it's even, you know that whatever you're weighing is a litra or a half a litra, depending what the weight is. Vaitra says the Mishnah Vakurim, says the Batanura. This is a metal keli. And what's it used for? Shabai toichvim hazesim b'matzer, sha'oitzrim oisim boi, says the Batanura. It's used to shtip in, to pack the olives into the matzer. That's the vat where they press the pears. Vakan, v'hakana. Both of these are metal kelim that are used to make sure the lines are even. So the kan is a ruler. That's how we do sirta, to make sure there are straight lines on the pyramid. The kana is actually a metal plate that's underneath the parchment. So you have this plate underneath it. Again, the kan is the ruler where we measure the sirta, the straight lines. If you look at a sefer Torah, you see there's like scratched in lines that are straight, and the sefer writes on those lines. A lot of different pshatim in the Mefarshim. What's the kana? What's the kana? The Gra says that Kurim is a girsa. Kirin, Batanura also, by the way, has that girsa, not Kurim, but Kirin. Well, the Batanura said that Kirin is this metal keli that you shtip the zaysim into the press with, that you pack the zaysim into the ma'atzer with. According to the Gra, Kurim are like little metal nails or kind of hooks. And the purpose of these hooks are they're placed on the two sides of the pyramid. It keeps things straight, one on one side, one on the other side. And this is how you line up the ruler against these two hooks to make sure the ruler is straight. Because whoever put in these hooks made sure to line them up perfectly. So if the ruler is up against these two hooks, you know that it's straight. Kani says is the kulmis that they write with when you're writing. But Kan is the ruler. Take a look at the Tosfos Yom Tov, you'll see different pshatim. The point is, Tameim, they're all Tamei. That's what they all have in common. Because they're metal kelim, and they're Tamei even though they don't have a toich. You can't put anything inside. Vaitra says the Mishnah called Golmei Kli Eitz. A Golem is someone who's like, he needs some help to be finished, so to speak. V'chol Golmei Kli Eitz. These are wooden kelim that still have to be finished off. You have to make it nice, has to be finished off. So unlike metal, Tmeim, they become Tamei right away, even though they're not finished off yet. Even though you're still going to decorate them or engrave it, whatever it may be. Doesn't make a difference. They're ready Tamei. Which is interesting, because if you remember what we learned in Mishnah Vav, there the Chachamim hold that Golmei Kli Matchus, unfinished metal kelim, aren't kelim until they're finished. But in this case, the wood has more of a chumrah, because even if it's not finished, it's already tamei. Chutz Mishel Eshkeroya. Unless it's not stam wood, it's wood of an Eshkeroya tree. And why is wood of an Eshkeroya tree different? This is a tough wood, and unless you smooth it down, your mamash can't use it. It's a very rough kind of wood, it has that kind of a texture. So stam a wooden keli, okay, you didn't smooth it down yet. It's a keli, it's nicer, it's easier when you smooth it down. But if it's made out of eshkeroya wood, which is a kind of a cedar tree, it's not considered a keli, says the Batanura, until you remove the klipa and you finish it off. A different svar is brought down from the Rambam that this is such an expensive wood, this particular kind of cedar wood, that until you finish it off, doesn't have any chashivas at all, which is really the svar with metal also. See, if you have something which isn't so expensive, once you can use it, you use it. You want to make it nicer? No, make it nicer. On the other hand, something that's very chashiv, until it's like perfect, it's not called a keli at all. There's another pshat in the Batanura, that we're not goyris eshkeroya, rather we're goyris pirsha, that's the gears of the Tesefta. And the thing with this wood is, which is a kind of atzei goyfer, which was used for the teva, you have to really cook it up before you can use it. Otherwise it splits. It'll be full of cracks. So until you finish it off, it's not called a keli. Rabbi Huda says, af, even a keli that's made out of groifis, a branch, shel zayis, of an olive tree, is tahoira atchet yishalik, until you cook it up. And the reason for that is, the fat that's inside has to come out. If you're going to leave it there, once again, the keli will start splitting. So, we learned in our Mishnah, the scissor that's used to prepare the quill for the cipher, the metal quill, the plumb line, that's when the builder drops a line, especially shaped metal underneath, that line is always going to be straight, and then you want to see if the bricks are straight when you line it up. The list continues, weights that are used for scales, a tool that's used to push the grapes in, kalim that are used to make sure the lines are straight, all these things are makabel tumah, each one has a shem on its own. Clay eights that weren't finished off yet are makabel tumah once they become a keli. Now, as long as you can put things inside, even if you still have to make a design on it or make it nicer or use a plane to smooth it out. But if it doesn't have a tzura of a keli, even though you use it, it's not makabel tumah. That's how the Rambam paskens. There are some exceptions to the rule. Kalim that are made out of eshkeroya trees. Eshkeroya wood, which is a type of cedar wood. That's, according to one pshat, very rough and tough. So until you smooth it out, you can't use it. According to another pshat, it's very expensive. That's why until you finish it off, we don't consider it a keli. And Rabbi Yehuda told us that a branch of a zayas tree, of an olive, is also tar until you cook it up, because you have to be able to get the fat out. If not, it's going to split. You won't be able to use it.